Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents League of Dragons by Naomi Novik, narrated by Simon Vance. Part 1. Chapter 1. The Chevalier was not dead when they found her, but the scavengers had already begun to pick at her body. A cloud of raucous crows lifted when Temeraire's shadow fell over the clearing, and a stoat slunk away into the underbrush, coat white, muzzle red. As he dismounted, Lawrence saw its small, hard, shining eyes peering patiently out from beneath the bramble. The French dragon's immense sides were sunken in between her ribs so deeply that each hollow looked like the span of a rope bridge. They swelled out and in with every shallow breath, the movement of her lungs made visible. She did not move her head, but her eye opened a very little. It rolled to look on them, and closed again without any sign of comprehension. A dead man sat in the snow beside her, leaning against her chest and staring blindly forward in the ragged remnants of what had once been the proud red uniform of the old guard. He wore epaulets, and the front of his coat was pockmarked with many punctures where medals had once hung, likely sold to whichever Russian peasants would sell him a pig or a chicken for gold and silver. Flotsam from Napoleon's disintegrating Grande Armée, the dragon had most likely been driven by hunger to go too far afield, searching for food, and having spent her final strength could not then catch up the remaining body of her corps. She had come down a day ago. The churned ground beneath her was frozen into solid peaks, and her captain's boots were drifted over with the snow which had fallen yesterday morning. Lawrence looked for the